Welcome to Financial Snickens, your bite-sized information for entrepreneurs. Today, we're going to be talking about narrowing your focus in business to specialize to increase your profits. When you first go into business, you might think, let me take every client that I can. And that's a good way to think because you're just starting out, you need money and you got to pay bills. So you go in and you take every client that you can get. We all do it. But as you go along, you have to start thinking about, should I specialize? Is there some place that I enjoy the work that I do, that I can narrow my focus, that I can really shine using my expertise? Now, you might say, maybe this goes against logic, but I think you need to think about it in the aspect that if you had some sort of medical condition, you would look for an expert because you would want the best results. So people are also looking for that in business. They want someone who is the expert in what they do and can provide them the superior service that they need. So if you want someone who's going to fully focus on what you need them to do, you want to find a specialist. You need some more reasons about why to specialize? You become an expert in your field. People will actually seek you out because you are an expert in this field. If you look in the law field, there are specializations. People do employment law, they do business law, they do matrimonial law. And the reason why you go to those people is because they have a reputation for being excellent at what they do. It also helps you to be able to focus all of your energy into one area. You can focus all your learning on that. It also helps with your marketing. Marketing is a breeze when you only are focusing on one narrow specific client that you want to come your way. And you actually make more money when you specialize. If you think about it, you would pay more money to have an expert in an area. So when you go to work and deliver a message and educate yourself to becoming the expert in that area, that's when people will pay more for your expertise. You might think like, oh, is that the right thing to do? Like that might be, you know, overcharging versus what my peers are charging and they do general work. Well, no, this is the years of experience that you have put in and all the knowledge that you have in your head and are available to offer to clients. Other people don't have that, and there is a value to it. We run into trouble as business owners because sometimes we think what we do is easy because we know how to do it and we've done it for years and it really becomes second nature to us. But there really is a value to other people. I know I have to explain to hairdressers all the time, or actually a lot of our clients who specialize, where they feel embarrassed because they aren't doing well at their bookkeeping or understanding their financial statements. But what I explain to them is, I have hair, but I'm not an expert in coloring hair or cutting it. Why should I be expected to? That's what they do. There are even hair salons that specialize in doing blowouts, and they make money at doing it. So when you narrow down your focus and you really specialize in an area, it helps you to save your time because you're only focusing on one area of expertise and your marketing is much easier and you can make more money. And if you don't believe me, in Anthony Bourdain's book, Rice, Noodle, Fish, he talks about the Japanese approach to business, how they focus on one thing and they get really good at it. And he talks about how sushi chefs spend their entire lives mastering the art of sushi and dedicating their lives to a single craft and to be the best sushi makers in the world. He also goes on to talk about how Western businesses could learn a lot from the Japanese in this approach. He says, instead of trying to be all things to all people, we should focus on becoming the best in our field and providing the ultimate experience for people who receive that service or product so that you are providing the best product or service. And There might be some disadvantages of specializing. You might miss out on a few sales, and you know, maybe you might not be aware of other things that are happening in other realms of industry. But being hyper focused on what you do really well will benefit you in the long run. There are so many times when you're going to be the go-to person. Whenever there's a question about anything in this industry that you specialize in, people are going to come to you. You are going to be looked at as the expert in this area, and you will be able to charge a fee that is knowledge money. It's for years and years of working and becoming the expert in this field. So if you're thinking about narrowing your focus in your business, talk to a trusted advisor or others who have gone down this uncertain path. There are plenty of other business owners who have narrowed their focus, and they can tell you about their journey and what has happened to them. We personally have seen it when people have gone from working with a general industry to focusing on just one industry and going deep in that, or a service. We actually have someone in our industry who only does payroll. That's all she does. She does cleanup payroll and implements payroll. And she has so much work that she has to turn away people. So focus on one specific industry or service that you really like to do and go deep and become an expert in it. Look, you can talk to us too. Go to our website at firststepsfinancial.com and click on the Let's Talk button, and we can chat more about this, one of my favorite subjects to talk about. And don't forget to follow us here, and so you can get notifications when the next podcast drops. Thanks. See you soon.